Blog Talk Radio.
Thoughts and prayers are going out to the Moore, Oklahoma, with the tornado that hit there. They're saying it could have possibly been an F5, depending on how long the winds, over 200 miles an hour. They say at some points there was winds up to 210 miles an hour. So they're checking it out, seeing how long those winds were at that speed before they determine what to, you know, what to donate, to what to classify the tornado. Thoughts, Kevin Durant. You are the man. Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder has donated $100 million to the tornado victims. I got some information here. You know, I've been pimping my muscular dystrophy lockup that I'm going to be participating in. But today, I'm slowly concentrating on Oklahoma City. I have family and friends near Oklahoma City. They're in my thoughts. They're in my prayer. I know they're safe near Moore, Oklahoma. So let's get to it. Red Cross. If you want to make a donation to the Red Cross, you can text 90999. And that'll be a $10 donation, and I believe that's billed to your credit card account or to your cell phone account. If you're looking, and that way, if you're looking for family members that are in the area, go to www.safeandwell.org. Salvation Army, Arkansas, Oklahoma Division. They have dispatched their disaster response teams. If you want donations, you can mail your donation to P.O. Box 12600, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73157, and designate that Oklahoma Tornado Relief if you do that a check. If you want to donate by phone, 1-800-725-2769. You can do a donation by phone, or if you want to donate online, donate.salvationarmyusa.org/USS/EDS. They're going to need food. Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, you can make a donation to them. To donate to the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, you can go to regionalfoodbank.org. I believe that the area code over there is 405 or 409, something like that. I don't have it right here in front of me. 604-7111. Or you can text FOOD to 32333. and give a $10 donation. Once again, that's billed to your cell phone. Oklahoma Baptist disaster relief teams are already responding to the area. You can make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.bgco.org/donate. Or you can call, what is the area code in Oklahoma City? If one of my Oklahoma City buddies are listening and you know the area code over there, I'd appreciate you giving me a call. Phone number is 942-3800. And you can also go to okdisasterhelp.com. Oklahoma Blood Institute. They're going to be taking donations. So if you're over in that area, they're also got their mobile centers out. Go to www.obi.org, and you can find out where they are sending their mobile blood banks, because they're definitely going to need blood over there. I mean, it's just very, very sad. What else do we got here? United Way of Central Oklahoma has activated its disaster relief fund. So go to www.unitedwayokc.org, where you can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 837, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73101, and donate in the line down there. Make sure you put May Tornado Relief. Or you can contact Carla Bradshaw. Area code 405 is the area code over there. I just got an email on that. 405-235-3534 is another one you can go to. And you can go to Feed the Children. They're preparing their emergency disaster relief supplies. If you're in the Oklahoma City area, or you can go today till 4:30 p.m. That's the McCormick Distribution Center, 29 North McCormick, and they're accepting diapers, canned food, non-perishable food, snack items, water, and sports drinks. So, you know, let's bond together. And, I mean, I really don't know what to say. You know, I think about the kids that have been killed. I do not know a total. I do not have the total on the number of kids that have been killed when the school was just completely destroyed. I was listening to an interview with the one guy, and he said it just looked like a bomb had gone off. But, I just really don't know what to say. But just get over there and donate. But once again, there's been some very, very sad stories. I mean, the one story that made me smile, everybody knows I'm an animal lover, especially schnauzers. And you've probably seen the story on the Facebook. You might have seen it on the news. A lady was giving an interview, and she was talking about her little dog that she had. You know, this lady's in her 70s. You know, probably early 80s, mid to late 70s. And she was just talking about her little dog that kept her company. Well, towards the end of the interview, one of the people with the TV station says, "Ma'am, is that your dog?" And they look under. So there's a pile of rubbish not very close. I mean, within reaching distance of where they're giving this interview, and everybody glances down, and there's this little schnauzer's head sticking up, trying to burrow its way out of the rubbish, and it was her dog. I mean, I'm sorry. I started bawling like a baby. You know, everybody knows I have three schnauzers myself. And so, you know, I just don't know what to say. Part of me, you know, I don't have a very big car. My car comfortably holds four people. But I do got a van, darn it. I'm going to put this out there. I got a van, and I can hold six people in that van. I want to go help. You know, we may only find bodies. We don't know. But if I can get six people, let's see, let me make sure I got my count right. Yeah, me, passenger, two middle seats, three in the back, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So, including me, I can hold seven people in my van. If I can get seven people to help cover gas that want to help, six more people besides myself to help pay for gas, then I'm all for going over to Moore, Oklahoma and help out. So anyway, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in and you want to talk about the Oklahoma situation, that's fine. If you want to call in and talk about sports, that's fine. But, you know, we're going to talk about sports today. We're going to hit on my events I got coming up. But for the most part, my thoughts and prayers are on Oklahoma, more Oklahoma. I mean, they say at one point that tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma, at one point was 2 miles wide. So that's a big tornado. I don't know how that ranks on the history of tornadoes, but I don't care. I really don't want to know personally. All I know is that was a big freaking tornado. Already over 100 people found dead, 20 kids. And, I mean, it's crazy. Let's go ahead and talk about some of the events. Let's go ahead and talk about the events I got coming up, that we got coming up. Here's something. West Virginia University baseball team just showed up at one of the donation sites. They're near Oklahoma. They've also have opened up some buildings over at the University of Oklahoma to take in storm victims. Well, the University of West Virginia, who is a new member of the Big 12 this past season, just showed up with donations for one of those OU housing and resident life centers that they've opened up. Hey, West Virginia, my heart goes out. I lived in West Virginia for a while, and you just made me proud to call you one of my other homes. So, big thank you to West Virginia. That's what it's about, people. It's just getting out there and helping. There are some other places that got hit. Siloam Springs, Arkansas. I know there's some weather damage around here where I live. But nothing compares. Nothing compares to more Oklahoma. Oh, it's just really. They've started posting some pictures. Let's take a look here. Here's a cute little dog that's been found. Some cats. Little cute little schnauzer pup. Cute little schnauzer. And if you want to go on and look at for some of these pit, a little schnauzer named Biscuit. Let's help find these dogs. I mean, not only people, but there's dogs that are there's animals, not just dogs. There's animals. There's horses that are lost, that are been left, to deal for their own. So, I mean, it affected everybody, not just cats, not just humans. It's affected everybody. Here's another cute little schnauzer, a little silver colored. You know, if I had the money, I hope these animals find their owners. I mean, I just really don't know what to say, folks. I mean, it breaks my heart knowing all the people that were killed. Everybody that's homeless. I mean, it just. Here's another little schnauzer. So, all kind of animals. But you know, it's not just the animal; it's the people too. So I'm just asking people, donate. You know, I gave you a list, Red Cross. If you want to see this list of who to go to www.ok.gov/OKStrong. And that list will be on there. And I'm just begging people to just, give out and donate. Every little bit's going to help, so please donate. I've made my donations, so now I'm begging my listeners to get out and donate. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. One of the things, let's talk about. Let's try to cheer this thing up a little bit. I know it's hard thinking about the situation in Oklahoma, the pets, the people that are homeless, the pets that are homeless. They're going to be cleaning up for a long time, folks. So, best we can do is reach out to, promoters, my boxing and MMA promoters, my pro wrestling promoters that are out there listening. Make your next events fundraising events and set a portion. Doesn't have to be a whole lot, but just set a portion from your gate aside to send over to the people in OKC or in Moore, Oklahoma. You know, let's show them that the MMA and boxing community cares. Whether you're Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, Texas, no matter where you're listening in the United States, if you're within the sound of my voice, I'm asking you, make your next event, whether it's this week, next week, you know, whenever, let's make it a fundraiser for Moore, Oklahoma, and send a portion, you know, $500, $1,000, $1,500, whatever you feel comfortable in sending, and let's send it to Oklahoma. Let's send it to Moore, Oklahoma. They got schools that are going to need to be rebuilt. They got hospitals that are going to need to be rebuilt. They got homes that are going to need to be rebuilt. So, you know, let's help them out. Speaking of events, here we go. June 1st, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing will be having their next big event there. That's June 1st, once again, at the Muskogee Civic Center. I'm going to be in Muskogee tomorrow doing some PR stuff. So, once again, that's June 1st. So, if you like Muay Thai kickboxing, we invite you to be at this event, Muskogee Civic Center. Tickets are available. You can find Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing on Facebook and on the internet. STRIKING, Striking Muay Thai and Kickboxing. That's June 1st. The next weekend, June 8th, we head back to Springfield, Missouri. And Civil War MMA going to be held at the University of Drury O'Reilly Family Event Center. That's, you know, that's where the basketball team plays for University of Drury. I think that's what it's called. So anyway, Uncivil War 13 Heroes is the name of that big event. So you can get your ticket information on that event. You can find that they got some special ticket deals going on right now. If you go on Facebook, they got some Facebook deals going on. Uncivil War MMA is the name of the promotion. Go on there, check that out, and get ready for some great fight action there. We also have events coming up June 29th, heading back to Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fort Smith Convention Center, with the folks at Extreme Fighting, Inc. I believe that event is called Infinity. Matter of fact, let's ask the fans to help. That, you know, one thing that's cool with Infinity is they like to have a theme song for all their events. So we're putting it on Facebook to Extreme Fighting Inc. Infinity. Coming up on June 29th. What should the theme song be? Extreme Fighting Inc. Infinity. Yeah, we got that. Coming up June 29th. What should the theme song be? Darlene Burroughs, one of the promoters, she emailed me this morning. She said, Greg, what should our theme song be for this event? I had two songs that immediately came to mind. Let's see here. Song number one was Cult of Personality by Living Color. Or Nickelback, Burn It to the Ground. Those are the two choices I came with. putting it on Facebook. Hold on. I've lost my Bluetooth. Those are the two I recommended, Cult of Personality or Burn It to the Ground. I'm also going to put on there, what song do you recommend? So we'll see what kind of result we get to that. 347-326-9073. I also want to go ahead and mention these shows because these are two promotions that I've been talking to about coming to announce for. One is Cage King and Colorado. Let me see if I can find them here. Let's see here. I'm having problems finding them. I know where to find them if I can't find them this way. I don't think that's the one I'm looking for. Nope, that's not. Let's see here. Let me scroll down here just a little bit. Oh, it's raining again here in Arkansas, but we're supposed to get some more storms tonight, so that don't surprise me. Matter of fact, if you look on CNN, they're re-showing that interview where the lady found her little schnauzer digging out from under the rubble. And, I mean, he was alive. I mean, I just started bawling like a big baby. I know I'm supposed to be a man and everything, but there's just stuff like that that just grabs your heart. You know, there is just stuff like that that just grabs your heart. You can be the biggest, toughest SOB you want to come up with, but you know. Don't be afraid to cry, guys. Come on. Ryan and Jessica, Xtel, with the Cage Kings. They sent me a text message. Greg, you just need to move to Colorado. If I didn't have so many promotions here that I was announcing for, I've had people saying, Greg, you need to move to Vegas. You need to move to Colorado. Need to move to Memphis. And I love those towns. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, comes down to it, you know, if I can come up with the sponsorships and stuff to help pay for traveling and stuff, I would love to come announce for these events. All right, here we go. June 15th, 2013, 7 p.m. Cage Kings. That's Ryan and Jessica Axtell. That's going to be in La Junta, California, or La Junta, Colorado. I believe that's how it's pronounced. They're having a 155-pound amateur tournament as part of this show. So it's Cage Kings. I believe they have a website. I'm trying to find it right here. They have determined. Okay, this was some information I was waiting on here. They have determined that the tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma, was an F5. So there you go. I don't have the going back to Cage Kings. I don't have their website, but I do have a phone number: 719-469-4553. And that, once again, that show is June 15th. And that's going to be taking place in La Junta, Colorado, Cage Kings. Tell them Greg Squirrel said, hey. All right. And then we got American Battle Championship out of Florida. I'm going on, let me find their page. They got their big, they have their big events down in Florida. Let's see, I don't see, May 24th at the Bank United, I believe it's there, yeah. May 24th at the Bank United Center, 2013. That's just here in a couple of weeks. So make sure you get down there and check it out. That's another great promotion. They put on some great events. So make sure you check them out. Once again, a lot of great events coming up. 347-326-9073. If there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in. You know, I mentioned about going over volunteering and helping out. Let's see here. There's Noah and Kaylee Hawkins have been reunited with their parents. Elderly lady at 1313 South Howard has been found safe. Family trapped in shelter at 1104 Northeast 6th are safe. Jennifer Harper Kapler's missing grandfather, Marvin Hudson, has been found safe. Keith and Melanie Thompson have been reunited with their 3-year-old child. 7-year-old Sam Adams found safe. The 7-Eleven that was just totally obliterated, Joshua Schaefer, has been found. He's in stable condition at ICU at a local hospital. So that's awesome news right there. That is awesome news that they're still, that they're finding people alive. So, you know. Oh, so, you know, it's still, you know, still a lot of still a lot of stuff to go through. Sorry. I had to get a drink real fast. 847-326-0073. You know, I got a lot of business owner friends. All I can say is all my business friends, take a portion of your profits and let's donate to Oklahoma. I'm just reaching out. I am reaching out to all my friends. Let's do this thing. Let's get some money. Let's get donating to more Oklahoma. So call on in here. Oh, we've had another nominee. My friend Christina has nominated Five Finger Death Punch to Pride as the theme song. Okay, so we'll put that on the list. We're going to put that one on the list. I'm not sure if that comment is funny. I just saw a comment. I'm not sure if it's funny, so I may not even pass it on.
I
All right. Let's adjust some things back around here. Let's see here. I was going to mention one of the things. I'm sorry, folks. I'm thinking about Oklahoma so much that my brain is kind of scattered today, so I hope you'll forgive me. The Super Bowl had made their announcements today. The NFL has announced Super Bowl 51, or Super Bowl 50, let's start at Super Bowl 50, has been awarded to San Francisco. So that's Super Bowl 50, 2016, that's going to be taking place at Levi's Stadium, which is currently under construction. That's the new home for the San Francisco 49ers. Super Bowl 51 has been awarded to Reliant Stadium, Houston. So the Houston Texans will be hosting Super Bowl 51. That was the one that was supposed to go to Miami. Miami was making a proposal to get some tax revenue and stuff to help renovate Sun Life Stadium, and had they been able to do that, it was going to be the artist, the pictures they had of what it would have looked like once they got done was gorgeous. But the city of Miami turned it down, and so therefore they pulled it from Miami. And they are now going to have Super Bowl 51 at Houston, Texas, Reliant Stadium. Don't forget, next year's Super Bowl 48, February, at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, home of the Giants, home of the Jets. They cohabitate. And then Super Bowl 49, 2015, Glendale, Arizona, University of Phoenix Stadium. I've heard of University of Phoenix. Did they really have a campus somewhere? I thought they were just like one of them online things. Somebody update me on that. 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Don't forget, we have we have basketball tonight. Let me pull it up here. Oh, by the way, ESPN has announced. Actually, not ESPN, Walt Disney Company, which owns ESPN, have announced they're laying off about 400 people. You know it's getting bad when even Walt Disney's having to lay off people. LA Clippers have announced that they are not going to retain Vinny Del Negro as coach. Professional golfing has adopted a rule to ban anchored putting, which means you cannot, like, block, you know, I forget how they phrased it, but you're going to have to go back to a traditional style putter stroke. Go figure. Tony Romo is missing workouts after he had a cyst removed on his back. Aw, poor Tony. We got basketball tonight. Memphis, San Antonio, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I believe that's at San Antonio. Spurs lead the series 1-0. Okay. Let me flip back over here where I was going. Okay, there we go. 347-326-9073. If you want to call in, talk about something I talk about, let's do it. As I mentioned, tonight we got Memphis San Antonio. We're just kind of running down all the headlines. Fallon Fox recently did an interview, and she said, says her journey has been a struggle. She doesn't feel she, I don't know how I could call it. Anyway, Fallon Fox says that she doesn't see her having an advantage. He said in her interview, she says she's at a disadvantage. Fox has said, before the surgery, I started on hormone replacement surgery. She continues the hormone treatments to this day. If I have to, if I don't take estrogen hormone replacement therapy, I can get osteosporosis. So any of the women I'm competing against, my testosterone levels are drastically lower than theirs. It's almost nothing. The doctor who did the surgery agrees. There are doctors that agree that she has no advantage over the girls. As a matter of fact, Dr. Bowers, a gender reassignment surgeon who has on the procedure, go figure, if you measure Fox's endurance and her strength, it's actually that of a comparable woman of the same age. What happens is after surgery, patients actually regress and that their bone density drops to what a comparable woman of her size would be. When you test her, she's going to come out with low testosterone levels and muscle mass that is remarkably similar to her counterparts. So we're just going to have to see. You know, there's no this thing could go in several different directions. But the truth is, we're just going to have to find out. And I don't know if there is. I do. The only possible way I know of finding out if this is actually true is to take Fallon Fox and take a woman, a true woman of comparable size and strength. Take a man of similar size and strength and just put them all three through tests and see where Fallon Fox comes out among those tests. That's the only real way I know how to I can think of to see if Fallon Fox actually has any kind of advantage. I mean, otherwise, otherwise we're just never really going to know. It's been announced today, Rashad Evans, Dan Henderson take over as new UFC 161 event due to the fact that bantamweight champ Renan Barrio has been injured and he is out of 161. UFC Canadian officials announced on Tuesday that interim bantamweight champion Renan Barrio was injured and is out of a scheduled title defense against Eddie Wineland. Wineland and Barrio were supposed to headline the upcoming UFC 161 June 15th at the MTS Center, Winnipeg, Manitoba. So that with that happening, with that happening, it has been announced that Rashad Evans and Dan Henderson take over at the 161 main event. So there you go. So get your tickets. Let's head to Canada. Who wants to go to Canada? Hey? Hey, Leo. Oh, no, that's, wait a minute. I'll tell you, that's that other country. Never mind. We got about 15 minutes left on the show today. Phone lines are still open, 347-326-9073. If somebody wants to call in, we will be glad to have you. Let's see how the poll's going. Where'd my poll go? Well, where'd it go? Oh, let's click over on this other page. I forgot I placed it on a different page. So far, everybody's the vote's about even so far. Cult of Personality has 47%. Burn It to the Ground in the voting. Cult of Personality has 47%. Burn It to the Ground has 46%. And Five Finger Death Punch, they're right in there too. Well, not percent, I mean votes apiece. Cult of Personality at 48%, or not 48%, 48 votes. Burn It to the Ground by Nickelback at 47 votes. And Five Finger Death Punch had 47 votes also. So there we go. So don't forget, leave a message. Let me know what you think. What's your favorite song? A lot of great stuff going on. Don't forget, our big fight's going on. Don't forget, like I say, we got June 1st, Muskogee, Oklahoma. June 8th, Springfield, Missouri. I love going up there. I kind of like that town. Not enough to move there, but I like that town. And then we go back to Fort Smith. Lived there for 15 years. Like to go visit. That's about it. So, all right, boys and girls. Don't forget, you can go, if you want to make a donation to the More Oklahoma Disaster Relief Funds, and there's several, you know, whatever you want to donate to, you can, ok.gov/OKStrong/donation. Donation information. So let's just get out there, let's make some donations, let's help these towns out the best way we can. It may not be a lot, but at least it'd be something. And that's all that matters. So, we got about 10 minutes. I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to kick off the air today, but we will be back tomorrow. And so, until then, everybody have a great evening. Be safe. If there's any storms in your area, don't play around. If there's any storms in your area, get to someplace safe. And we will talk to you guys tomorrow, right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget, tomorrow's hump day. Woohoo! Guess what that means? Hump day. Bye. See you tomorrow on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio.